Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera. And in our podcast, we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. Today I want to talk about the topic changes. So, everything changes in nature, everything changes around us. And if we don't change, if we don't adapt on the change, and the surrounding is changing, then we have a big problem because we do not fit anymore inside the situation. For example, if you are working in a team and the whole team is changing, the processes are changing, and you don't want to change yourself, then you do not fit anymore into the team or into the company. So the world around us is changing, and there are three types, three different ways to react when something changes around us. The first thing is to fight against. A lot of people want to stay inside the comfort zone and do not want to change. So something happens and the reaction is, no, I don't want this, and then fight against. And in most of the cases, you only lost your energy and your time. So the next reaction is that some people are waiting. They are sitting in situation and wait and do nothing. To me, this is a mentality of a victim, because these are people who don't have control of their life anymore. If you have a target, if you have goals in your life, and okay, things happen and things changes in your life, then you will find a new way or another way to reach your target. But if you have no targets and no goals in your life, and there are changes, at the moment we have a lot of changes, and we are inside a digital revolution, and we are inside a very new time, and a lot of things will change. And if you do not adapt in the right moment, then I call this a victim mentality, and these people are waiting and do nothing. And things happen to them. They don't have the control, but things happen to them. And the third reaction, the possible reaction, and to me the most, who makes sense, is to learn, to develop, and to learn how to adapt on the situation. So why it is so hard to change in life a lot of times? Because the human has a tendency to be lazy. The mind has a tendency to be lazy. The body has a tendency to be lazy. And you need a lot of action, action, action all the time. Because on the other hand, the body or the mind would say, no, I want to rest now. And so this is one thing, the tendency to be lazy. It's part of the human nature and you have to fight against it. And how can you make it? You need to have a mission in your life and you need to have a vision in your life. You need to have a mission and vision for your business, for your relationship, for your personal development, for everything in your life. And then you don't need a motivation from the outside and you don't need a motivation from the inside. That is more than a motivation. You know, when you know your mission and your vision of your life, you don't need a motivation anymore. This is more than a motivation. Then you have the purpose of your life and you have to find it out. Everybody has to find it out for himself. Nobody else can help you with that. This is the core thing. So if you have a vision and a mission for your life and something happens, you know, I have to change now, otherwise I will not reach my goals, or otherwise I will not be in the position to become the person to develop in that way. Change is about to change yourself to the person who has the result. If you want to have something, if you want to achieve something, if you want to be something, you have to change yourself to the person who is able to have that. It is not that you can get things from the outside and your personality don't develop with that way. So you have to change yourself to be a person who don't have the problems anymore you have now. You have to change yourself to be the person who have all the goals you want to achieve. And I don't mean with that only material things. So it's a lot of more. And how can you change yourself? First, you need to know your mission. You need to know your vision. And then the next thing is, yes, you need a plan how to receive these things. And then there is a saying in English called fake it until you make it. So the first thing is you do as if. And you fake it. So you fake it for yourself, but you know, on the other hand, I do this for one thing, for my goal, and I don't like this sentence so much, fake it until you make it. I would say, because I want to change myself to be the person, so I would say, fake it until you become it. Not fake it until you make it, because that would mean, okay, I do as if, and if I reach the target, I become the old person again. No, I go into old bad habits. No, I will never go to old bad habits. So fake it until you become it. So you change to be another person you are before. And this is another thinking. Maybe if you have a target, you have a goal, you are not the person who has that. Otherwise, this would be in your life already. So then you need to fake it until you become it. So you do as if, and you also believe in that. And then you have to work for this. And one day you are already the person. And I think this is the key to achieve all goals and, yes, all what you want to have in your life, a good relationship, a good health, a better understanding, an insight for your life, to have the comprehension and understanding to develop yourself every day again and again and again. And to maybe, if you want to be wealthy, that's also okay. So ask yourself, what is my purpose? What is my mission and my vision for my life? And then make a plan. And then step by step, you can achieve all your goals and your dreams.